is quite important to sit in a very comfortable position. Our posture actually matters. If we sit in an uncomfortable posture, then we can't sustain that posture. Due to that, we have to change again. So it will actually disturb the whole process. So if we can sit at the very beginning in a very comfortable posture, in a balanced posture, then actually it will help us to continue smoothly. Check whether your posture is well balanced. It is not leaning to any particular side, and there are no any extremely tight positions of your clothing disturbing you, taking your attention. And there are no any itches and all these things at the beginning. So you are in a comparatively comfortable position. Now you can gently close your eyes. Now, through the mind, you can check about various sensations at the moment you can feel. Now you are sitting on a chair or maybe on a cushion. There your legs may be hanging or legs may be touching the ground. You can feel some sensations at your soles. Maybe the carpet, maybe a the ground floor can be felt. Maybe it is warm or cold. Probably you can feel your calf muscles. Probably you can feel the cushion. There is a pressure or thrusting sensation at your buttocks. Maybe you are leaning onto the chair. Maybe your back is touching the chair. You can feel that. Your hands may be resting, maybe on the chair or maybe closer to the laptop, desktop. Back straight. Or maybe touching the chair, neck straight, head straight. It's like through the mind, now you have observed the whole body. You can feel the body. Eyes are gently closed. Your lips are touching softly. Tongue is resting. Jaws are not tightly coupled. There is no stress or tension in the facial muscles. Whole face feeling relaxed. If you like, you can have a deep breath and ground yourself. Relax yourself. You're not going to do any specific achievement. Rather, we are trying to be aware of ourselves. So relax yourself. This is the time for ourselves. We may be involving with various other external activities, but right now we are trying to come back to ourselves. So trying to live wholeheartedly. with very open mind. You are not restricting anything, but accepting everything. Maybe slight sounds can be heard. Maybe the room temperature can be felt. Maybe slight pains can be felt. Certain thoughts coming and going. Slight itches can be felt. Probably certain memories, slight hopes can pop up. All these things we aware. Open yourself. We are trying to live in the present moment, coming back to ourselves. Here, now, I am. Our eyes are gently closed. Tongue is resting. Jaws are not tightly coupled. Lips are touching each other. The whole face feeling relaxed. The head straight. The neck straight. Shoulders are resting. We are not holding them effortfully, but in a relaxed position. Arms are also resting on our lap or maybe on the chair, on the table. We may be leaning onto the chair. You can feel some thrust on our back. We can feel some weight at our buttocks. Legs may be hanging or maybe touching the ground. So all these indications tell us that we are living in the present moment. It's very straightforward. We are not believing anyone. We are not thinking anything, but rather directly experiencing. Try to appreciate this direct experience. It is very simple, very direct, happening right now, right here. If your mind wanders, don't worry about it. Once you know that, come back to yourself. Now, if you can feel your body, you can understand there are various processes going on. We don't need to involve with them, but we can feel them. We can know them. There is a breathing process. Accordingly, there is rising and falling happens in the abdomen. There is blood circulation, all that heartbeat, maybe various sensations all around the body. Everything happens. So we become kind of an observer, silent, mindful observer. If you silently observe the body, probably you can feel some prominent processes. One of them is rising and falling of the abdomen. Another one is the breathing, inhaling and exhaling. So these two processes are widely used to refine mindfulness, to further develop mindfulness. Since once I have touched the rising and falling, today I thought of going through anapanasati or breathing mindfully. So we can keep our attention at the nostril. Around the nostril, we don't need to pinpoint any touching place exactly at the moment. We can keep our attention around the nostril, maybe a little closer to the upper lip and closer to the nostril. We are trying to home at that place. We are homing the mind closer to the nostril. Now we can feel the in-breath, kind of a passage of air going inside. We can feel it. It may be a little cooler. And we are not moving along with it. We are not following it. But we stay at the nostril. And after a while, it is coming out. Exhaling. Maybe it is little warmer now. We can feel it. And it has gone and we are not following exhaling or out-breath either, we simply staying at the home position. We have to allow the body to breathe. We don't need to get involved. We are maintaining a very beautiful balance. We allow the body to breathe naturally. And we are silently observing. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. We can note it. If you feel that your mind is wandering, not staying with the breath, you can use labeling or noting. When in-breath happens, you can simply say in. When out-breath happens, you can simply say out, or in-breath, out-breath. We are mentally noting it. We are not telling it using the mouth. Rather, we mentally note it in, out. So this way, our attention can be well coupled with the physical movement of the breath, physical sensation of the breath. We are like seconding the actual phenomena. If your mind wanders, once you know that, gently take it back. Don't blame yourself. Don't be too critical. Just once you know it, gently take it back and establish mindfulness. As the first step, we are using breath simply to establish mindfulness. So we mindfully breathe in, mindfully breathe out. So naturally breath happens and we are mindful about it. Relax yourself. Let the body breathe. Keep it very simple. Keep the mind very simple. Don't exert too much effort. If you feel that mind is concentrating, you can even drop noting. Simply be aware of the whole process with a very quiet mind. Okay, you can open your eyes.